Ladies and gents, boys and girls, welcome to yet another beautiful, exciting and intriguing episode on the Artist Hangout podcast with me, Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola. And you know what we do, projecting talented and creative upcoming artists right here on this platform. Without further ado, my people, if you're just coming across this podcast for the first time, you are definitely in the right place. From whichever platform you're listening to this podcast with right now, be it Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Boomplay, Audio Mac, Jollof Radio. Yeah, make sure you leave a comment. Make sure you rate the podcast. Make sure you share the podcast with your friends. And to every single one who had been listening, who had been sharing, who had been sending in comments and reviews and ratings, a big thank you to every single one of you. I love you so, so much. Yes, my people. Sorry, say I just did too fast. Let me slow down right now. On today's episode, guys, I got this really, really amazing artist. He's my friend. He's my brother. We just completed university together from Kogi State University, Department of Mass Communication. Initially, we used to call him Desperado, but right now he's changed his name. So he's gonna be telling you guys, you know, about, you know, his journey in music industry as an upcoming artist, what he's faced. He will introduce himself. He will be telling us, you know, really interesting stuff. So just stay tuned in, get your headphones, turn up the volumes of your stereo, and enjoy.
Thank you very much, Femi Max, for this privilege. Thank you for having me here. I do not take it for granted. Okay, Amy Lambasado. Oh yeah, it's Isaac Bright. Normally, I am not normal. Lion! Yeah, good evening, people. It's your boy, Isaac Bright. I'm a gospel rap artist. I do street rap for God. You know, I'm an actor. I act with Yoruba and Hollywood. I'm a model. I'm a furniture maker. I'm a transporter. You know, I do quite a lot of things you would not believe. Legal stuff, though. Yeah, that is Isaac Bright for you. I am many things in one. Thank you.
It's a pleasure having you on the Artist Hangout podcast with Femi Max, Isaac Bright. So let's get straight to the issue at hand. What propelled you into music, Isaac?
Yeah, thank you, Femi Max, for this question. What propelled me into music? You know, just as I say, Jericho wasn't built in a day. I remember way back before I became a gospel rap artist, I don't even like rap music to start with. But all of a sudden, I listened to, it was when Olamide released this his song, Enidru. So the way the old stuff came in, Enidru, you know, the rhymes, the flows, everything, the stuff just coming, going on. And I was like, wow, this guy is so good. That was the first time I would ever love rap music. So I started listening to Olamide. It was my favorite. You know, when he released any song, when he releases any song rather, before it gets viral, I had already downloaded it and I had scored the song. So when the song is now popular and people are singing it, the way I will be singing it with with Olamide, people will be like, ah, were you there when he was recording this song and all of that, you know? That was how the inspiration started coming in gradually. But trust me, the first inspiration for a song that I got was a gospel song. But back then, I was like, I'm going to hear this kind of thing based on the kind of church I grew up from, you know. That's not their kind of song. It's all these Mami Tokwe Alabi, Mama Bolare that they listen to. So they don't listen to but it's my style of music. So I got discouraged and I went into the secular rap stuff until 2019, when God found me officially and through my church, Rebidas House, and through my pastor, Pastor Frederick Sully. So I guess I've said a lot though. Yeah, that is how I found myself doing music. Thank you.
So, as I initially said at the introduction of the podcast, I used to know you as Desperado back then in school, first semester, 100 level. Desperado was the name we all knew as then. All of a sudden, they're hearing Isaac Bright, Isaac Bright. So I want to know, why the name Isaac Bright?
Well, why the name Isaac Bright? I remember, just like I said, I was a secular artist, so my name initially was Desperado. In fact, when I started as Motsezi, and as time goes on, changed to Motsezi Desperado. Then when I became, you know, a gospel artist, I changed it to Desperado Mode. And I have a couple of songs released already. Then I have an album released on Audio Magnify. I deleted it recently because it's a secular song, so it shouldn't convince my fans and all of that. So my pastor was telling me that this your name, Desperado, with the way you dress, with the way you move and all of that, your charisma, it looks so rugged. So you look secular. It's hard for people to receive your message until they listen to your lyrics. So we need to change the name. But for over a year, when he said that, we did not even know what name to come up with until December 3, 2020. That's the 3rd of December, year 2020. That was when I was in Abuja for a concert. I think it was Zoe Life Conference or so. That was when God brought the inspiration of that name, Bright. So Bright was added to my name. So that was why I said it in one of my lyrics. I said, see, my name don't change, Emile Isaac Bright. Something is happening in everywhere, 10 over 10, today, 10, Ujujumwa Lord, do not touch in New Year, but in my boy, you supposed to, yeah, my God. So, that's how the name came in, Isaac Bright. It was from my pastor, Pastor Frederick Sully. Thank you.
So, I just looked up the name Desperado. It means a desperate or reckless person, especially a criminal. And criminality and Christianity don't go together, you know. You have to separate the goose from the gander. So I think your pastor did a great thing there, giving you a new name, a new identity. Transition is evident, brother. So that's amazing. That's amazing and good to know. So Desperado, past Isaac Bright now. So Isaac Bright, okay. What kind of music do you do, or what genre of music are you into right now? And how long have you been into music?
As per how long I've been making music, yeah. I've been making music while I was still learning furniture works. That was in the year, I think. My first official song that I wrote myself, I think, was in the year 2014. Then I recorded it in 2015. So my first official recorded song was, or is, Rich Kid. Yes, Rich Kid by Motsezi. Onukwe mo small, onukwe mo big thing. Tabi that small kid really into big things. Check it to my interior. Go see great things. I am Motsezi. You can call me Rich Kid. Yeah. So that's my first official song way back in 2015. So now the genre of music I do is Afro gospel street rap. Yeah, everything don't change now. Are you getting it? So it's a different ball game now. Just like one of my favorite rappers now says, this is for the streets, but it's for the kingdom. You understand? So I still make music for the streets, but it is from the kingdom. Are you getting it? So Afro gospel street rap is my genre of music.
That's what I do.
Afro gospel street rap. Mad combo. So, Isaac Bright, I'd like to know, why did you go with this particular kind of music genre?
Well, I wouldn't say I chose that style of music. I'd rather say it chose me. You know, there was a time I remember I was wondering, I was like, guy, wait till you sing. What style of music is this? It is gospel, but it's all like it is secular. And I heard it in my spirit that it is Afro gospel street rap. And I was like, wow. And that's what it has been. You know, so I discovered that some persons want to serve God and they want songs that they can, you know, shake body to, songs that can make them groove. Just like LCB to say, learning groovy, groovy. So they want something that can make them groove. So I believe God used me to balance up that area, you know, so that I can pick those souls. You know, I can harvest those souls that love the groovy thing. So I can harvest them for God. Let them come and groove in God's presence. So that's why I say it. It's like unto dear God. Shishi from my Ben, ya jekwe go. You're the pillar of the world and you can never for living in praises. I say you are glorious, fearfully praises. I give you my praises because you came down to save me. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, then you understand to turn my altar to porter. Oh, yeah.
So, your most recent song, Levels, is really an amazing one, you know. Considering all the efforts put in together to make that song form, the lyrics, which is catchy, to the instrumental, which is a vibe. Isaac, I'd like to know what inspired that song, Levels.
Levels. Yeah, thank you for this question, actually. You know, what inspired Levels is very, very different this time. Yes, you know, God has always, you know, find a way of inspiring my music. Even back then when I was doing the secular thing, sometimes I might just listen to one thing and a whole song is formed. And sometimes I might just be walking and I get a song. But this time I was just in my room back then as a student of Kogi State University. So I was in my finals, just as one of our popular songs, Count Your Blessings, lay them one by one. So I was just counting my blessings to see what God has done, and I was wowed. You know, my coursemates can testify to this testimony. I was their course rep from 200 level. Then in my final year, I became the vice president of my department. Then at the same time that I was the vice president of the department, I was the faculty representative, that is the president of the whole Faculty of Social Sciences. Then along the line, I got an appointment again by the Student Union Government as the Special Advisor on Mobilization. You know, it's just blessing upon blessing. Even in my church, at some point I was the Workers Coordinator, at some point I was the Assistant Resident Minister, at some point I was a resident minister at some point. You know, it just kept coming on and on and on, all at the same time. So it was just as though, what is happening? Am I the only person here? Then I stumbled into Genesis 1:28 that same time. So when God blessed them and he said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over every fish of the sea, over every fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. That was when I discovered that, oh, it was actually God that has raised up my level. So the blessings are just raining down from heaven. Then I should just, you know, explore it. I should just take the dominion. So that was what brought about the lyrics of that song. So you raised up my level. Rain down your blessing from heaven. Your grace is long, 9-11. Dominion's available. Stays in heaven. Hey, stays in heaven. Oh, yeah.
So, So, Isaac Bright, what are the projects you worked on and projects that you're working on that we should be expecting?
Thank you. So, as regards the projects I've worked on, I'll be focusing on my, you know, projects as a gospel artist, just as the Bible says in Isaiah 43, verse 18, remember ye not the former things, neither consider ye the things of old. It says, I'll do a new thing. You understand? So, based on that, my first gospel project was Ambassador in the year 2019. Then I did Sorry. It was a cover of Alone, produced by Marshmallow Music. Then I did Come and Praise Jehovah, produced by Young John, the Wicked producer, mixed by YT Abegboni. Then I did Normally I'm Not Normal, produced by Lord Sky, mixed by YT Abegboni. Goshen Experience, mixed, mastered, produced by Energy Beats. Then I did Ichiokwe, Dance of Thanks. You know, that was... Also, I did Fire. So, it was produced by... Produced, mixed, and mastered by C-Flows. That's Ichiokwe and Fire. Then the most recent Levels, which is trending and still trending right now. So it was produced by Titans on the beats, then mixed and mastered by Aptitude Records. So future projects now. I have request featuring Dimeji Welt, is my own boy, which got inspired by my music. So he wasn't a gospel rapper actually, but he got inspired by, you know, my style of music and, you know, wanted to be on one of my songs, so I put him on request. Then the long awaited, you know, the most expected, Shock Me, is ready, also waiting for me to release it. So stay tuned, you'll get it. And I have other songs, you know. I featured Chenemi on Accept My Praise. You know, I'm planning on featuring The Extort as the official choir of Rebidia's House Global Ministry, The Extort, on another song, you know. So there are a couple of projects to be done this year. There are a couple of projects that have been done that are not released. So just stay tuned. Follow on all social media handles at Director Isaac Bright. Yes, so you get more information quickly as it drops there. Thank you.
So Isaac Bright, as an artist, as a gospel artist, who are those artists that you look up to? I mean, artists who inspire your sound.
Yes, thank you. As per artists that I look up to, yes, number one, I would say Lecrae of Rich Music, Rich Records, rather. Andy Mineo. Oh, sorry, he said it is Mineo. So Andy Mineo, Tidashi, Triple E, you know, all the Rich Record guys. Then, yeah, in Nigeria, you know, I love LC Beats, I love Limo Blaze, I love Otobi, I love my dear producer, my friend, T-Dust on the beat. You know, I love Obarengi, I love Sholashi too. You know, they are just too numerous. And I look forward to, you know, doing music with these people I've mentioned. And not to forget, I love our mommy, Auntie Tokpe Alabi. Oh my God. I really wish I can feature her on one song. Let that sweet voice, let her come and put it in my music. And I should just rap to it. You understand? I love Tokpe Alabi so seriously. So there are too numerous. I can't keep counting. And my dearest persons, people that are very close to me and they are doing well. I love Minister Benjamin Israel. I love Chenemi. I love Esther, yes, Staura, yeah, she did back up for me on the song Fire, and you know, if you listen to Fire, you'd get that. No, she's really good. So I love these persons. They are too numerous. Thank you.
Okay, Isaac Bright. I'm sure that you are aware that it is one thing for an artist to be talented, and it's another thing for an artist, you know, to scale up through the highly competitive music industry. So as an artist, you know, where do you see your music in, say, the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now?
Well, all glory be to God. In the next 5 to 6 years, by God's grace, I believe I should have reached the ends of the earth, because it says, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. So I believe through my music, I should be able to preach the gospel to the world. You understand? So next 5 to 6 years, yeah, we are going global.
That's a big dream right there, Isaac Bright. Going global is indeed a dream that can be achieved only with hard work and consistency. Prayer alone sometimes doesn't solve everything, my brother. And I know you to be hardworking. I know you to be consistent. And definitely, definitely, you are getting there, brother. It could be lesser than 6 years. It could be 5 years. It could be 4 years from now. It could be next year. It could even be this year, brother. It is possible if you keep up with your passion, if you keep up with your game and keep grinding, leave your comfort zone, go out, source for new ideas and everything. And I'm definitely sure you are getting there, Isaac Bright. So before you go to the next question, my brother, what would be your advice to upcoming creatives? No, just leave a word for them before you go.
Thank you. Well, my advice to upcomings is never give up on yourself. Even when it seems as though it's not working, it's going to work. Yeah. Even when it seems as though you're not moving, in as much as you're not stagnant at a spot, in as much as you're not relenting, yeah, you're moving, bro. You're progressing. So don't give up now. You understand? Just like Otobi said, he said, upgrade you. So just try to upgrade in whatever you're doing. Keep on pressing on. Like one of my favorites said, I'll keep on pressing on, even if you're not low iron. You understand? So keep on pressing on. Keep on pushing. You understand? Don't give up on yourself. The greatest setback you can have is when you yourself give up. So winners never quit, and quitters never win. And my social handles on all sites, on Facebook is at Director Isaac Bright, Instagram at Director Isaac Bright, then on Twitter is at Isaac Bright AB. Yeah, thank you. Follow me everywhere on AudioMac, just Isaac_Bright. On all other music streaming platforms, I am Isaac_Bright. Levels is everywhere on all major streaming platforms, same as Ijokwe and some others. So please keep streaming my music, keep sharing. I love you. Peace out. Thank you for Max. God bless you. Oh yeah, Emil Ambassador. It's Isaac Bright. Normally, I am not normal. Lion!
So, amazing people, this had been a really interesting and intriguing session with Isaac Bright. I hope you were able to pick a thing or two from his story. Most importantly, my people, I hope you really enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you share this podcast with your friends and loved ones. Make sure you rate this podcast. Make sure you are following this podcast. And most importantly, make sure you leave a comment of your thoughts up on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, on Amazon Music, on virtually any major listening platforms that you are listening to this podcast through right now. And note, we are also on Jollof Radio. That's important. We are also on Jollof Radio. And till I come your way again, beautiful people, amazing people, unique people, my name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola. I love you so much. And till I come your way again, peace.